You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in Husted versus A. Philip Randolph Institute. The case will determine if Ohio's practice of taking inactive voters off the rolls is constitutional. One of the central figures in the case is the mayor of Oak Harbor, former Army Sergeant Joseph Helley, whose name was removed from the list of registered voters when he returned to America from Army tours in Iraq and Afghanistan because he hadn't voted in a two-year period. I talked with Mayor Helley earlier today. Briefly recap for us what happened with your voting registration.
Somewhere along the way, between the time I left for the Army after I graduated at 18 and I came back from serving 6 years later in 2011, I was removed from the rolls unknowingly. I found out the second time I attempted to vote and my name still wasn't on the rolls. And the Board of Elections informed me at that time that I was purged sometime before that.
So you could re-register, but you weren't able to vote in that election where you went to the polls for?
Correct. I had voted in a special election in August provisionally, and they told me that was fine. And then I went to vote again, and I voted provisionally that day. However, because I wasn't registered anymore for some reason, they told me my votes wouldn't count for either of those. They re-registered me that day, and I've voted since. I've been back home.
You said that you found out when you went to the polls for the second time, so you weren't notified that your registration was canceled.
We never received anything at my home of record where I left from. My parents never received anything. I was never forwarded anything to my overseas address or my address up in Alaska where I was serving at. So, no, I never received notification of any kind, which is evidently the mechanism that's in place to protect us.
What will this Supreme Court decision mean for veterans like you?
You know, we should be protecting everybody's right to vote, but certainly veterans as well. We shouldn't worry about losing our rights while we're off serving our country as we do. For me, I was in 6.5 years. The last thing I was thinking about when I was coming back from a mission was getting my absentee ballot out. We shouldn't be worrying about, you know, some of these things that are, I hate to say, less important while we're over in a combat zone. Than what we need to worry about when we get back home, such as voting. So hopefully they'll reverse it, and it will protect our class of veterans and really everyone. We shouldn't restrict rights.
You've talked about this as a free speech issue. Can you explain what you mean by that?
I've kind of coined the term the right to vote is as important as the right not to vote, meaning that, you know, maybe for me, for instance, in the last presidential election, I didn't vote for any candidate for president. Why? Because I didn't see any of them making an effort to better my community. So by not voting, I'm saying, hey, you're not worthy of my vote. You know. However, why should we require people then to go to the ballot, look at all these names, and submit an empty ballot? It's unreasonable to expect people to just go grab a piece of paper and put it back in the machine without actually making a true decision. So by not showing up to the polls, you get lower polling numbers. That gives people the opportunity to say, hey, yeah, you didn't drag us out. You didn't make your issue important enough. You didn't make your campaign important enough. You didn't sell it to us.
The state says this is a matter of election security. How do you balance that with what you've called a free speech issue?
Well, first off, even the Secretary of State is in 2016 said the integrity issue wasn't really there. There was 502 cases of approximately issues that were either illegal or questionable. Overall, I believe 257 of those cases were forwarded for prosecution out of 5.6 million ballots cast, and that's out of 11.6 million people. So to put that in numbers, 0.004% of Ohioans were actually in the wrong when it came to vote. So there's no issue with integrity at all. So if it's not an integrity issue, then what is it?
How do you respond to the sort of argument that a hassle for people like you is a small price to pay to ensure that our elections stay fair and accurate?
Again, the numbers show that it's not an issue. We are already an ID state. We already have to prove that we live where we say we live, which should be good enough if that's the case.
Mayor Helley, thank you so much for talking with me today.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Joe Helley is the mayor of Oak Harbor. He's a former Army sergeant who found his name was taken off the voter rolls when he returned to America from Army tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.